This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 28th June 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is sunny and warm. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying clear skies, perfect for a day outside. Jerusalem is also seeing sunshine with a gentle breeze. Tonight, expect mild temperatures, making it pleasant for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, a positive trilateral agreement brokered by the U.S. marks a strategic setback for Iran. This deal between Israel and Lebanon offers a rare chance to disarm Hezbollah and advance regional peace, according to JNS from earlier today. Also, Axios reports from earlier today on how shared fear of Iran led to the Israel-Lebanon deal. The report details 4 days of tense negotiations behind the scenes. Also this hour, from Israel Hayom, students in Kiryat Shmona are back on track after months of evacuations. The city has launched an educational emotional boot camp to help students recover, reported an hour ago. Separately, the Jerusalem Post states that the IDF has demolished a 200-meter-long terror tunnel in southern Lebanon. The tunnel, containing hundreds of weapons, was destroyed a short time ago, as announced by Netanyahu. And finally, Ynet reports that an IDF probe found a Hezbollah drone armed with anti-tank explosives killed a 4-man tank crew. This incident occurred in southern Lebanon, according to their findings from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago critiquing the lack of accountability placed on Hamas, suggesting it ensures ongoing conflict. Amit Segal shared earlier today the joint statement by Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Katz about the destruction of a Hezbollah tunnel in southern Lebanon. From IL Red Alert, a report from minutes ago highlights that the U.S. and Iran have agreed to halt mutual attacks in the Strait of Hormuz with a meeting planned in Doha on Tuesday. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S.-brokered Israel-Lebanon deal, JNS reports that this agreement marks a setback for Iran's influence in the region. It offers a strategic opportunity to weaken Hezbollah and foster peace, potentially reshaping regional alliances. Turning to the behind-the-scenes negotiations that led to this deal, Axios reveals that shared concerns over Iran's activities spurred these discussions. The negotiations involved intense diplomatic efforts over 4 days, showcasing a rare moment of cooperation. Meanwhile, students in Kiryat Shmona are receiving educational and emotional support. Israel Hayom highlights that this boot camp initiative aims to help students regain stability after prolonged disruptions due to security threats. This approach could serve as a model for other affected areas. On the military front, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF's destruction of a Hezbollah tunnel involves strategic precision. The tunnel's elimination is seen as a significant blow to Hezbollah's operational capabilities, reducing immediate threats to Israel. Finally, the Ynet report on the Hezbollah drone strike emphasizes the ongoing security challenges Israel faces from its northern border. The tragic loss of the tank crew underscores the need for continued vigilance and advanced defense measures. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that addressing burnout isn't just about perks, according to KPMG's Judy Gisher. She argues that the current employer's market allows for more balanced hiring practices, offering a different perspective on the brain drain narrative. Separately, Ynet Business notes that Cyberbit, a leading cyber training company, is shutting down its Israel operations. The company is shifting focus abroad, resulting in layoffs at its Israeli center. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals over 500 job openings at Israeli tech companies in New York. The data highlights competitive salaries, with median figures reaching $148,000, offering opportunities for tech talent. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.